Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, my heart is very mournful as I speak to you today. I mourn the loss of prayer, an effort that had to be canceled due to the human condition. I so looked forward to meeting you in the United Hearts field. Now we will wait until you are less distracted by this coronavirus. I will meet you in our field on August 2nd. In the meantime, offer the same prayers on April 19 that you would have if you were here. I hear every prayer, no matter where it is offered. I am omnipotent. Take Satan's attempts at disrupting this event as a sign to you of the importance of my call to you to be united in prayer and to receive my triple blessing. You will receive this same blessing, my paternal blessing, my apocalyptic blessing, and my blessing of light in August. Therefore, celebrate this new plan of ours. Satan will never outdo us in perseverance. This health threat, this virus, is permitted as a sign of these later times, before my son returns in victory. It is life-changing in my attempt to awaken the sleepy conscience of the heart of the world. I mourn the fact that it takes such measures to do so. I saw all of this coming, but woefully, I had to permit it." A note is given to read Psalm 3, 7 through 8. "For arise, O Lord, deliver me, O my God, for you strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked. Deliverance belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.